You know, once a person went to a garden. The garden was beautiful. Not a normal garden, but a wonderful garden. And he went with a group of friends. And from that group, one person just looked at the roses. And he came back home. Then you get another person that he went and smelt the roses. And he came home. So he saw too and he smelt also. And the third one, out of the love for that rose, it was so beautiful, he broke one rose and brought it home. Like that, you get the example. Somebody went to a Ferrari outlet, you know, Ferrari dealer. One fellow, they made him look at the Ferrari. The second person, they made him sit in the Ferrari and play with the things. And this is how the aircon works. This is a turbo button. This is a relaxation seat. This is a button for the doors. Then they told him, thank you very much. This is your journey. And the third one, they gave him a journey in that particular Ferrari. They took him for a, what you call, drive. So youth like cars. People like roses. If I ask you the question, which one you want to be from? Which one you want to be from? You just want to look at the Ferrari or you want to drive it? You want to drive it, isn't it? So today, this Islahi Jalsa, this Tazkiya program, is just like this garden. It's so beautiful, but some youth will just come here and look. Nice, mashallah, many people came here. One or two people will sit in the program, or many will sit in the program. That's like those people who smell the roses. But then there'll be a group of youth. Like how that person went for that Ferrari journey. One, two, three, door down, lights on, rev the engine. Adrenaline is pumping, tires spin, and he moves. 0 to 120 in 3 seconds. And that thing is taking a bend like you can't believe at 300 k's an hour. And he's moving like a rocket on the face of this earth. So the third person who brings the roses home, who had the journey, who went ahead, he'll be the one that got a maximum. So my young brothers, I know we had a sumptuous lunch before Zohar. And they say that rice is like our pen is, you know, it's long. You ever try to make a pen stand? What's happening? It's falling, isn't it? So they say when there's about 100 rice in your stomach, then they all want to fall, it makes you fall to sleep also. So I need your attention. And for that we'll benefit, because when the speaker will speak and the hearts are open, Allah Rabbul Izzat will inspire the speaker to speak the things that will benefit him and benefit the listeners. So say inshallah, we will remain till the end and we'll take maximum benefit inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون وقال سبحانه وتعالى
من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. صدق الله العظيم. وقال الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
You know, a student has to come to his teacher and he has to recite his lesson. It is the pure heart and pure heart of our Shaykh and the majlis around him that made mashura that this insignificant soul must come today to Azadwal, to Arabiya Islamia, to this Jalsa named after a very, very great shakhs, Rahmatullah Alayh, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. In reality, it is these people's high thoughts and good thoughts of me that I can say something to the youth, but I am making the niyat that I am an arrow in the bow. Whatever is their fikr and their concern, may Allah Ta'ala shoot the arrow in that direction. And in this majlis, there are ulama kiram whose presence I draw support from, that you are here with me, thereby what I will say you'll corroborate. And being a human being, awwalun nasi, I'm capable of making mistakes, not one but 100, in fact a million over and over again. After the program you will guide me. I am a tifle maktab that is learning my sabak, and I've been asked to repeat my sabak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this sabak easy for us. As Hazrat Maulana Dambad Sahib made a request, that we must come away from the walls, besides those people that are not well. If you come closer, you'll find that you can smell the food from far, but to taste it, you have to come and eat it. So I'm giving you a minute, inshallah, to come into the arena, to come into the main majlis portion. You'll find that you'll benefit more, inshallah. Sami'na wa ata'na. Hearing and obeying is part and parcel of being a mu'min. Come, my dear brothers. You are our beloved, and we want all of us to be together. When we'll be together, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will unite our hearts also. Allah ta'ala will elevate us also. Allah will give us barakat also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us understand also. Allah will give us tawfiq to make amal also. And inshallah, Allah ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to become the true embodiments of the asbaq and lessons of Islah and tazkiyah that we are learning here this afternoon. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 25 years ago, according to your age, Allah Rabbul Izzat brought us on the face of this earth. The system of coming into the earth is from the belly of a Muslim mother, or from the belly of our mothers, till we live in the belly of this earth, and then we'll go into the belly of the qabr. This is our journey which is called Hayat. This is our journey which is called life. And we are going to leave this world. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions about death in the Quran Kareem. Many places refer to death. But my dear brothers, specifically that you will taste death. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawmal qiyamah. Faman zuhziyanin nar. Wa udkhilal jannata faqad faz. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. حَقْ تَعَلَى شَانُهُ, the creator of this world, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Khalikul Kainat, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, is telling us about this world of ours. That kullu nafsin zaikatul maut, everybody will taste death. And فَمَنْ زُهْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ, that the person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ, if he will enter into Jannat, فَقَدْ فَازْ, this person will become successful. In this world, the youth have got many perceptions of success. Molna, I'm successful. Okay, my young boy, how you got successful? Look at my Apple phone. Molana, I'm successful. I got my Kawasaki 1000cc motorbike. Molana, I'm successful. I got entry into medicine in China. So I'm successful. The world will make tarif. And they will give different explanation of what is success. But we have to look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying success is all about.
Can we go to Toyota and ask them about BMW? Can you go to Mercedes and ask them about Nissan? Allah is the one that created insan. Insan didn't even know himself. Allah ta'ala al-insani heenum min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an maskura. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtali faj'alnahu samian basira. Insan didn't even know himself. Allah is the one that created him from the simple drop of seminal fluid, and now he's the human being. How is he going to know what's good for himself? He won't know. Haq ta'ala shanuhu is telling us, فَمَنْ زُهْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That you must enter into Jannat, Allahu Akbar, to become successful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds something about this world.
وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
That this world is from the assets of deception. What is deception? How this world appears to be something. You see, when you're driving up from Durban to Azadville, it's a hot day like this. Then on the M3, on the highway, you will see there is a thing like water on the road. Have you seen it? Have you all seen it? Most of the time you're not driving, you are sleeping. That's why you are not seeing it. In this bayan, stay awake, maybe you'll see it. So this mirage is in front of the person. But when he reaches that point, he finds out that that particular mirage is not water, it's just an eye that's deceiving him. Today, this world with its glitter and glamour, with its beauty, is promising you so many things. One buzurg, Arif Billah, Allah's wali, Allah Ta'ala gives them certain mukashafat. Allah Ta'ala lets them experience something that are above the normal things. He sees dunya as a person that has got a long tail, and the dunya hasn't got any teeth. So he goes and talks to dunya. He says, "Dunya, I notice you got a long tail, but on this tail there's no hair left. And I notice that you got a set of teeth, but they are all broken. What happened to you?" He says that those that make talab for the dunya, desire the world, they try to catch me. And I always run away from them. The only thing they get is some fragments. To understand it at home, you know, you got a budgie, you got a parasite, you got a African grey. Now you need to change the cage, or you need to move it for veterinary treatment. How difficult it is to catch that particular bird. You only end up with feathers in your hand, right or wrong? So same like that. Those that are trying to catch this dunya is like chasing your shadow. You won't get it. You only get a few fragments of it. Then he said, "I understand this part, but oh dunya, why is your teeth broken?" He said, "The ahlullah, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, yahi mere zist ka sahara." To live and die in the company of the ahlullah, this is my ardent desire. This is my wish that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep us with the ahlullah. Mirza Jane Jara Rahmatullah Ali, great buzurg of the past time, all ulama kiram sitting together and they having a conversation that, "Hazrat, if we had one dua to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then what dua will you make?" Someone said, "I'll ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for marifat, mashallah." Someone said, "I'll ask Allah ta'ala for wilayat." Someone said, "I'll ask Allah ta'ala for haqiqat." Someone said, "I'll ask Allah ta'ala to give me the strength of nafs." Someone will ask for istiqamat. All these terms to do with great good and great progress. Now you know, when the senior sitting in the gathering, then the last person to have the say will be the buzurg. So they said, "Hazrat Mirza Jane Jana Rahmatullah Ali, you can tell us what it's all about. What would be your one dua if Allah Ta'ala gave you?" He says that, "I will ask Allah Ta'ala to give me the suhbat-e-awliya." "Hazrat, we are asking for marifat, we are asking for wilayat, we are asking for istiqamat, such great things we are asking from Allah. And you just ask for Allahu Akbar, what for being in the company of the pious, konu ma sadiqin, what is this all about?" Baro ke kalam hai bara, you know, the big people's words are also great. He says, "All these things that you asked for, all these things that you asked for will come when you meet the buzurg. When you come into the company of the Ahlullah, they will teach you how to go ahead in life. And then your journey to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala starts.
And then you realize what is the tea and what is the water. What is the milk and what is the tea bags. All these things will open up in front of us. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is telling us,
وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
Oh my young brothers, this world is the asset of deception. It will show you a picture that is not there. It will show you that if you got money, you are something. If money was something, then how come the great people of the past, or the people of the past who thought they were great, what happened to Qarun? Qarun and his wealth also sank in the ground. Did it not happen? Is it not in the Quran? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khasafna bihi. Allah ta'ala alludes to this point, that look, this is what we did to him. Then if you think strength, today you meet a young man, he comes and he shakes your hand also, he shakes you up. Say, what a grip you got. Say, no, I'm pushing now about 50 on the dumbbells. Molana, you can see my biceps. I'm so strong. Then add what happened to them. Then a person get little bit position in this world. Somebody became a CEO, youngest CEO, 25 years old, and now he's running a whole company. He's got old people under him. So he thinks he's something. Then what happened to Fir'aun? Ana rabbukum al-ala. Another place, man ashaddu minna quwwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed all these people. So there's certain type of thoughts that run through the mind of a young person that look, I can become something. And yes, you will get some respect. Hazrat Maulana Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi, in explanation from Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi in Maariful Quran, he said that look, sana'i khalq, to have some respect is alright. But this respect mustn't get to our head that now we become a puri. You know, when a puri is getting big, then it looks bigger than what it is. My Ustad Mauli Suleiman sahab says very well. He says, don't act like a pauper. What's a pauper looks so big, but when you crush it, become nothing. For South African youngsters don't understand pauper candy floss. You think candy floss looks so big, put in a mouth is nothing. So today this world blows it up beyond the proportion of what it is. It is an over-exaggerated commodity. وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allama Sibawi, a great Nahwi, a person who's a master in syntax also, and he's also a person who's a master in Arabic. But to learn the original language, you need to go and learn from the people who know the language. Now you see, I lived in Transvaal long enough, so you'll find that certain words, you know, now we must move fanakh. It's not in English, you know. Now we're having a lekker hot day. Now lekker is not in the English dictionary. So that's the English that has been changed around. Likewise, the Arabic also, you speak to somebody from certain countries other than where they speak the, you know, the proper Arabic, the Fusha, they're speaking Amiya. So you say, كَيْفَ حَالُكَ غَدَّيْشَ حَرْبِي. And you say, what you said, my brother, I never learned this in Nahwan Sarf. Where you got this? My balagha is beyond, you are beyond me. So the Arabic and English of different places are all tainted and they get other words inside. So similarly, Allama Sibawi, Rahmatullah Ali, he wanted to find out some words. And he wanted to learn what is the meaning of mata, what is the meaning of ta'ala, and what is the meaning of raqim. So he goes to the outskirts where things are still spoken properly, like how in the outskirts you'll find less fitna, in the outskirts you'll find that the health is better. Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam also taken to the outskirts. We know at Halimatu Saadia for health reason, Makkah is hustle and bustle, people coming and going for the tarbiyat and nurturing of a good healthy body. So now he comes there. When he reaches that point, he sees a little boy. And this boy is around his house there. And in that particular vicinity, there's a pot. And next to that pot, there's like a rag. There's like a cloth, a vaslap. In Transvaal language, they call it vaslap. Like a dish cloth. And suddenly you find a dog comes there. And the dog takes that vaslap, that dirty, smelly dish cloth, and runs away up into one mountain. In a short while, the boy's mother comes there. He says, she asked him, Ainal mata, where is the mata? In other words, where's the smelly dishcloth, that one that you clean the pots with? Now you want to understand that, you go now after bayan, go by the cooking section, tell them I came to see dishcloth. You want to see dishcloth? Yes, I learned it in a bayan that this dishcloth is, nobody will wipe their face with it also. You won't keep it in your pocket also. You won't keep it in your room also. Why? It's a distasteful thing, smelly thing. Who wants to keep it? So he says, Jaraqim. A dog came. Akhadha al-mata. It took away that smelly cloth. Ta'ala al-jabal, and went up the mountain. Allama Sibawi say, in one sentence, this child answered all my questions. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is answering, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا
illa mataul ghurur. That this world is a deception, is not even worth that cloth that you clean the pot with. In a more mature gathering, then we can open up other reasons of mata also. But for that we'll need a little bit more adults. When you grow up a little bit, for now you're just a little one. Allah Ta'ala bless you till you grow up. Then we'll explain what that mata is. You'll understand it better. But for now, this particular dishcloth is sufficient for us to understand it. So my dear brothers, when we know that this world has got so much of deception, and then the tools of this world, they are so dazzling, they are so beautiful, that everything around us appears to be, so attractive. And the young man, the qualities of the youth are such that he's got energy, he's got time, he's got a good mind, and he takes on things, in a rash way. He gets things done very quickly. So the world out there has recognized your capabilities and abilities. You are with me so far, my brothers. They have recognized your capabilities and abilities. You find that the sports industry, athletics, cricket, soccer, do they make tashkil of a baji? We need 70-year-old to play for our team. Leave, it will be Liverpool, it will be completely Deadpool after that. They say, Manchester, his chest is not working, how can he play for us? So they're looking for a young man to play for them. Why? They know that that man can handle that ball, and he'll score and make big, name for ourselves all over the world. So my dear young brothers, what I'm trying to tell you is that the world recognizes your ability. But remember, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. When you're 25 and you're scoring the goals, and you're running around in the field, and you are saying everything. And sometimes they're looking for young men to join the army also. So they say, we're recruiting young people. One person said, what's an army? To go to new places, meet them and kill them after that. That's what the tarif of it is. So they're looking for young people. But when the person gets a little bit older, now like a race horse, he can't win the race. So they tell him, now you see, actually we need to put you onto some advisory committee of this team now. In a nice way, hikmat they're using. In reality they're telling him, now you just pass by your sell-by date. You must move out of the team. So the world will treat us and suck our energies like that. Likewise, big companies, corporate companies, enterprises also, we need young, ambitious, very courageous businessmen. And then they'll put a forte of ambition in front of you. Say, mashallah, what words they're using for me. That means I must be really something worthwhile. They'll use you till you're 60 years old. When you can't get milk from the cow no more, what do you do with it? Take it to the abattoir, slaughter it. So now they say, nurse, sir, you served our company very well. You need to take a little bit rest now. But in Islam, as you get old, you are turned into gold. In Islam, as you get old, you are worth something. Because with you is hikmat. There's more salah in your life. There's more zakat in your life. There's more salat and there's more som in your life. There's more taalluq that you had with Buzrugan-e-Din. You went more out in the jamaat also. You did more Quran Sharif tilawat. How much more zikr is in an older person in comparison to a young person? So my young friends and elders, the challenges of the youth are great. That people want to use you. Want to use you for as long as you can be a tissue for them. When the tissue is full of snot, dirty things, all type of diamonds, then they get rid of this. But in the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you are ours all the time. You came as a young man to Islahi Jalsa. You came as a young man to Markas. You spent your time. You gave your time to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Haq ta'ala shanuhu. Haq ta'ala shanuhu values. If ever you want to see shukr, wallahi lazim, my Allah has got so much of shukr of us. Allah tabaraka ta'ala loves us. Why? We gave ourselves over to sunnat. We gave ourselves over to Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we love the Rasul of Allah, Allah will love us. When we love the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love us so much. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us how to get his love. Follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this majlis what we are discussing here now, Allahu Akbar, is wa mal hayatud dunya illa mataul ghurur. Now we've got this world that is so enticing. People complain to the mashayikh, and they complain to the ulama kiram, they complain to the friends. I just went now and I learned so much. Right from Friday I'm sitting and I heard this and I went there. I just came out from Azadville and here I became shikari. I became like a hunted buck and now I'm being hanged like biltong. Nothing's working for me. I can't seem to get it right. No, don't lose hope in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sahara. we turn to Allah. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Then the thought goes into the mind of the young brothers that maybe what Shaykh is saying, what Hazrat is saying, Damat Barakatu, in reality is that I must become a friend of Allah. But I think so, it actually means that now I'm 20 years old. By 40 years time, when I'm 60, then I'll really become the wali of Allah. Sometimes our mind works in that direction. This is not the case. Become wali of Allah, you sitting right here, you become wali of Allah. Hazrat was telling us in one majlis also. He says that you just have to start your journey now. Make tawbah to Allah and say, my Allah, I'm yours once again. Then your journey to wilayat is on. Yes, my dear brothers, you want to get onto Kruger's Dorp, and then from there you want to catch the road to Durban. You're not on the road of Durban, but at least you come out from the wrong road, and now you make sayr ilallah. Allah Ta'ala will take you forward. So my dear brothers and elders, we are young, and then this world is so enticing, as I'm saying. From every direction, the youth are finding difficulties. Some of you are going to schools, and you say at schools, if it's a co-ed place, I'm faced with the dilemmas and the different difficulties from that direction. Then I'm faced, even in an all-boys school, I'm going Darul Uloom also, there's certain things happening to me. I mean, living in my locality, there's certain things happening to me. Now, if you understand something, that the harder the questions in the examination, the results of that examination will only prove that you are a brilliant student. So because they ask you such difficult theorems, such difficult mathematical problems, so when you'll get that mark, it won't be given a mark for a normal examination. They say he wrote the Fuhr Bereden the examination. This person wrote the Maths Olympiad examination, and then he passed. So as you will progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, nafso shayta dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. One Buzruk of Allah explained that it's a boxing ring. When you go into the boxing ring, famous boxers, Muhammad Ali also, and you find, what's this other fellow, Tyson or something like that. Now if you got involved with those two people, you'll leave, you'll walk in as mangoes, you'll come out as chutney. Because he'll finish you up. One will knock you right, and then you're moving left. After that you don't see Azad, will you'll think it is somewhere else also. So you're knocked out completely. So shaitan is one side, nafs is one side. But Alhamdulillah, we're living in a country where it's not a spiritual desert. Allah Ta'ala made the arrangement. When Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun," we have revealed the Quran, we'll protect the Quran. So Allah will make arrangement for Huffaz also. When Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu ma'as sadiqeen," then Allah Ta'ala will provide those sadiqeen also. So my dear brothers, wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. This world is a deception. We are being faced with so many problems. But if we just understand the reality of this world, that soon we're going to leave this world. So in another ayat, like how I mentioned the first one, Allah then is telling us what's going to happen. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, thumma ilayna turja'oon. Then we're going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after our death. So this world is a temporary abode. We're only going to spend few years here. We're only going to spend few years here. Now I give you an example. If somebody's got a 5-cent coin, 1-rand coin, I can show you what actually it means. You got something, then I show you a live example while he's finding it. So this world, in reality, will give you so many different pictures about it. And then you feel that the challenge is beyond me. I can't make it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you. You got to be strong. And all those people that were strong, they reached their manzil-e maqsood. Nobody's got 5 cents also, mashallah. So there is 1 rand in front of me, alright? Everybody can see this 1 rand. Now when you take 1 rand in front of your eye, and you've got a 100 rand note in front of you, can you see the 100 rand? You can't see it, it's blocked with the 1 rand. In the same way, this world is so small, it must not block us from the marifat of Allah. It mustn't block us from the muhabbat of Allah. It mustn't block us in this way that we get caught up with 1 rand and we lost out on 1 million rand. Must not be that we got caught up in this world and then we got left out with ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiyat, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. Must not be that we got caught up in this world and then we missed out on the jannat which for no eye have ever seen it, no ear has ever heard about it the way it really it is, and no heart can contemplate what is this jannat. So my young brothers and friends, nafs and shaitan. Shaitan has got certain agendas in mind. Long story short, because of not making sajda to our father Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخْلَقْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمْ, away with you, you are accursed. Now you know when you got involved because of your small brother, what you'll tell him, I'm going to get you later. So the shaitan also, he takes a pledge and he say that he's got muhlat, أَنْذِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, that till the day of Qiyamah he's got an opportunity to mislead Bani Adam. So what he does, he say, ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you'll find that most of them will be unappreciative. So today what we need in our life, shaitan is this one that will put a little bit waswasa in our mind. He'll only send a WhatsApp to our brain and heart, that see now, mommy and daddy are gone, this is the best time when cats are away, mice must play now. They're only coming back tomorrow night. And you can do what you want, money is here, car is here, friends are here, go to certain place, make merry. Shaitan whispers like that. Shaitan whispers, do like this, do like that, all kinds of waswasa he gives. But in some kitabs that we read, some of them are from our Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Nawwar Allah Markadahu, where they explain how to handle the waswasa of shaitan. You see, when shaitan is telling you, go to nightclub, shaitan is telling you, go and do haram in certain place, take haram things, inject yourself wrong also, wear wrong clothes too, then you think for that moment that shaitan is putting in my mind that I must go to Cape Town and I must do all wrong things there. Immediately say to yourself, Ya Allah, I'm sitting right there in Johannesburg, Durban, all, and my mind is working so fast. Allah, what a mind you gave me. Flight will cost me 2,000 rand, 3,000 rand. I must still get boarding pass. I must check in luggage, and then I must sit on the plane. Allahu Akbar. Without all this, you let my mind reach Cape Town. Oh Allah, how great you are that my mind can run in this direction. Shaitan say, I tried to mislead him to go left, he ended up on the right. So this is the way to combat shaitan. Another way they say that shaitan is a nagging dog. You know when a dog barks, how does it bark? Whoa, whoa, one way is coming to you. Now you came to visit, Zaid came to visit Amr, Zaid came to visit Bakr, and his dog is Rottweiler, that boar, that wolf is not stopping, it's barking one way. And you're trying to talk to it, that look husky, calm down, Fido, I'm a mehman of this person, I'm his brother, I came with good niyyah, I came for gush, or what's your problem? Is it sensible to talk to the dog? Straight away you press the button. Amr, your pet is troubling me so much. I'm not saying keep the dogs. This is a hypothetical example. Today you have to explain everything in detail. They say, Maulana Ilyas then said, we all must buy dogs. I never said that. You know, so he'll just give one ishara, one sign. Hey, psst, go one side, and the dog goes into the cage. So then after that it's easy. So when shaitan is making his waswasas, A'udhu billahi sameel alimi minash shaitanir rajim. Likewise, you can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately get involved in the zikr of Allah. When we remember Allah, what does Allah ta'ala tell us about zikr? Faskuruni askurukum. You remember me, I'll remember you. We remember Allah. Faskuruni bis salat askurukum bil barakat. You remember me with salat, Allah will remember you with barakat. Faskuruni bit tawba askurukum bil hawba. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mas to remember Him. So when we'll remember Allah, Allah remembers us. Today one letter must come from the president. And his president say that, Dear Muhammad, dear Abdullah, dear so and so, I'm writing you a letter all the way from parliament. You know, even though I'm tired after so much of nation address, I'm writing you a letter still. You know, lot of things happen to me, but I'm still writing that you're a good person. Now we take the letter and move around and say that, look, the letter came from the president. Hazrat Damat Barakatuh tells us that the Quran-e-Majid is a love letter from Allah. It's a letter from Allah, from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen till min al-jinnati wa nas. Completely, it's a guide from Allah. It's showing us what? La ta'akulu riba. Don't touch riba. When you take interest, then you have made Allah lose interest in you. Don't touch zina. La taqrabu zina. All your wealth will go away after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us 100%. So shaitan's job is to bark. You press the intercom, you talk to Amr, and Amr then pushes this dog one side and you have a conversation. So he will come to an absent mind. So my young brothers, that now opens up this path, that many people are saying, I'm bayat to the Shaykh. I have come now, I'm coming to Islahi Majlis 20 years, 5 years, 10 years. So I'm coming so long, I don't see any difference. You know, it's not the Shaykh's fault. It's not that the environment wasn't created. Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab, Nawwarallahu Markadahu, was traveling, and it was quite hot. So they noticed that, you know, the car is uncomfortable. One of the most hot places. Jazakallah, Allah give you Hawza Kawsar into turn. Amen. And all of us, inshallah. Jazakallah. So now the car is not getting cooled, and you know how uncomfortable it is. So somebody noticed the window was open. Now the Ahlullah, the way they see it, the way they see things is different. The way we see things is different. We look at the world on face value. They look at it for the haqiqat of the things what they are. That's why we say, na wazo se, na kitabo se, nazar se wali peda hota hai, balke buzrugo ke nazar se peda hota hai. You can't go and say that I just heard one bayan, or I just read one kitab, or through wealth I became something. When the Ahlullah will look at us, and then all these things put together, we made effort, Allah Ta'ala opens up the way. So, today we are getting all the facilities. Marakis are being built, madrasas are coming up also, and we find khankas and islahi programs, youth programs are being set up, youth are being called, people are even providing transport. When you come here, bedding is provided, you come here, food is provided, medical is provided, car park is also provided, muhabbat is provided, istiqbal is provided, khajur, zamzam, all given. What's required? Take now and go. But the person say, I'm not getting nowhere. The reason is what? The reason for this, my young brothers, is nothing wrong with the doctor, nothing wrong with the sheikh. The sheikh has made mehnat on himself. Allah Ta'ala has granted him so much, and his sheikh has found him capable, that now he can handle so much of the ummah. So Allah uses him as a means for guidance. But Hazrat Damat Barakatuh in one majlis told us that 99% has to come from you, 1% from the sheikh. Today we want the sheikh to do everything for us. We need the sheikh to make dua for us. But when he gives us some prescription, doctor says, now you must take cough mixture. Gee doctor, I'll take cough mixture. So we drink 1 teaspoon cough mixture and we come back to the doctor. Doctor, every day I'm drinking a little bit more than a teaspoon also, nothing coming right. Doctor say, but why are you not coming right? What's your program? Say, no, I drink 10 glasses of ice cold water also with that. Doctor say, leave taking cough mixture. When the Durban brothers are going back to Durban, tell them drop you off in Peter Maritzburg. There's a mad hospital there, you join them. Because you're not thinking right. I'm showing you a certain direction and you say there's no ilaj. You want to change your doctor, you want to change your hospital, you want to change your clinic, you want to change your medical direction. No, don't change the medical direction. Advance on what has been given to us. So now that brings us to that part to understand. Many of us have got our mashayikh, and alhamdulillah many are bare to Hazrat, many are bare to whom Hazrat has given us mashura to be bare, and we've got connection with ulama, we've got connection with mashayikh. All these things are the arrangement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we're making one dua that is a must for us. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, show me on the right path. Take me on the right path. Show me the way towards you. And now alhamdulillah, we got the asbab and means for that. But still we don't benefit. What's the reason for this? The reason for this is that in every connection with our seniors, it mustn't be a dry connection. When you're eating a fruit and it's dry, can you enjoy it? You're eating some food and it's dry, there's no sauce with it. Young people like sauce. I came from America, now they say ketchup they want with it. I'm trying to still catch up with what they are telling me. But ketchup they need with it also. So all these things we say, you can't have it dry. So today we say, no, I got taluk with certain buzurg. I heard about the jamaat work and I'm joining them now and then. But I don't see any benefit coming to me. So it's not the work, it's not the elder that is in front of us or the sheikh that is in front of us. It's us that missed out on a certain point. So in any bond with somebody who we need to take something from them, we must have TLC. Somebody say, what is TLC? Tender love and care. No, in tasawwuf you got a different TLC. It's called trust, love and confidence. You must have trust, love and confidence. Like how when you're doing hifz by somebody. Now there's many hifz class throughout the world. You're going to hear about this one, they got this dur program, that one got this kind of sabak program, this one does sabak para like this, and you start drooling to go there. They say when you walk into a madrasa, then you must think that this ustad is the best for me in the whole world. Don't look at the age of the person. Our dada sheikh, his son Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatu, came down. We had majlis in Durban, mashallah, sterling advices. He said, now you need to go for umrah. When you need to go for umrah, are you going to come to the airport and say, no, if it's not an Airbus A380, I'm not flying to Jeddah. Or I have to have a Boeing 777. I have to fly with a 747. Do you make conditions like that at the airport? Whatever plane comes, is to go to Jeddah and then go to Makkah Sharif, make your umrah, go to Medina Sharif, that's all there. So likewise, today we want a designer sheikh. Today we want our sheikh to be, you know, like, he must be like this and like that, and if he doesn't have so many followers, then it must be like that. No, have trust that the man who we put our hand into, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us, jazakallah, some through mashura, some through dreams, some through other people going, we went and got ta'alluq now. So first of all, trust. And then love for the person that's guiding us. How are you going to have love? That don't look for faults in the person. If you want to find faults, then eventually we'll find faults with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. We'll find faults in deen. So true love and then confidence. Under confidence, the mashayikh explained that we must have ittila and ittiba. Today, months are going and you ask the sheikh, did your murid contact you anytime? He said, that fellow came last in 12th of February. Next time he sees me 12th of February again. So what kind of connection is that? Then he say, Hazrat, I'm not getting anything. So ittila, constantly explain what is our halat, what is our condition. Then we will find that we will progress. And then ittiba, after that, when you will explain to the doctor that, look, when I'm taking this cough mixture, I'm falling asleep. He say, no, alter the dose little bit. You're taking this particular exercise program, alter this walking now, make it into running, change your running into jogging. So the doctor explains something like that. So even the Buzrugane Deen also, they have got their finger on the pulse. They understand certain things what we don't understand. That's why we came to them. If we had everything, they say in Deen there's three types of people. One is a Talib, one is a Qani, and one is a Naqid. To explain these things very quickly, that certain people are desirous. Every word that is uttered by their senior, they hold on to it. They consider it a ni'mat from Allah. When they finish the majlis, they make two rakat namaz and say, oh Allah, you gave me direction. You gave me the garment of life. Not tom-tom, but oh Allah, you gave me direction to reach Jannah. Tom-toms, they mislead you. They take you somewhere else. You're going to Bloemfontein, you end up in Tambuki's Fontaine. That's tom-tom. But in this thing, there's no tom-tom. This is tum-tum. We show you the way to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hold on to this part. Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, Mujaddid al-Millat rahmatullah alayhi, that mitna hai pana aur pana hai mitna. Annihilation is achievement. And if ever anybody achieves something, it's through annihilation. You look at it for yourself. When a fruit has got beautiful fruit, now is coming lychee season in Durban. Mango season almost finished. And then we went to Deoband last year sometime. It was lychee season. Never seen lychees like that in our life. Allahu Akbar. But when the tree is full of fruit, bright, lovely fruit, beautiful fruit, then how you look at this fruit, that the tree is sagging. Why? It's a crop that is bumper crop, we call it. Bumper crop. Export quality. I was in Dewsbury some years ago, and that's in England. I'm telling the people, you people have got so lovely strawberries. They say, Maulana, the strawberry is from South Africa. So bumper crop comes out, you find that the tree will hang down. Why? It's got a crop. Likewise, when you're climbing up the stairs, now think, as you're making Allahu Akbar, think about this, that, oh Allah, I'm climbing up, but is my back straight or is it bent? Abdul Rahman, it is bent because you're going up. So in this humbleness of ours, in succumbing to what our elders are saying, we'll always be going up. Man tawaza lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. That person will be humble in front of what the mashayikh are saying. Don't go with our eye. Today when a person goes in front of the ulama, goes in front of his sheikh, he wants to only speak. If the sheikh tells him, now go ahead, Ahmad, what is your problem? Speak to me, I'm prepared to hear you. My heart is open for you, go ahead. Now you open up what you have to say. But sometimes the Buzruk is quiet. We went to visit in Deoband, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madni Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So I took some brothers who were in the Jamaat with me, and mashallah, they wanted to see Deoband. We showed them that, and finished in Saharanpur. Now when we came to Hazrat, that time he wasn't too well, he wasn't talking much. So after that, the one brother asked me innocently, and mashallah, good question. We appreciate good questions. Some questions are posed to ulama for learning. And then you get those questions coming to ulama to actually take the ulama to task. Be careful, young brothers. Don't become a means of tawr in the ummah. This is an important point that I'm sharing with you. You're going to grow up to be fine adults. Remember this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun wa la tudriku zamana la yuttaba'u fihi al-alim wa la yustahya fihi min al-alim qulubuhum qulubul ajim. For shortness of time, I'm just going to translate a little bit portion of the hadith that look, don't let it be that, oh Allah, don't let me see the time. Who's making this dua? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't let me see the time when and don't let the sahaba see this time. La yudrikni zamanun wa la tudriku zamanan la yuttaba'u fihil alim. When the ulama are not obeyed, when the ulama are left out of the equation of life, when we make the ulama the brunt of our slander. If you need to, even our ustad Hazrat Mufti Rawaul Haq Sahab, who's coming this afternoon, they explained to us in class, Mufti Sahab also, they say that look, when an alim makes some type of statement or error, then say Hazrat Shahid aapke saath kuch tasamuh ho gaya. In English, to translate tasamuh will be that maybe there was some oversight on your part. Don't say you made a mistake and give all type of labels to the person. It could be mahrumiyat for us. Allah can make us deprived. That's off the topic. Coming back to what I need to say. So we were sitting in front of Hazrat Madni's, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Ali's son, Hazrat Maulana Asad Madni Sahab, Nawwarallahu Markadahu, and he didn't speak anything. So I told the brother that, MashaAllah, your question is good, that Hazrat didn't speak anything. But if you can't benefit from the man's silence, how are you going to benefit from what he's going to speak? Because silence didn't say nothing, so that's sufficient to learn something. That look, whenever you go, keep silent. Luqman the wise, alayhi salam, says that I never saw anything greater than the jewel of silence. So that whenever I was quiet, I never got into any trouble. So kutu salam, when you are quiet, there's no problem for you. So when we come in front of our mashayikh, now they are giving us our dose. How to take the dose? With silence, with an open ear. With wish and tawfiq that Allah must open up our heart to make practice. But if I'm going to interfere with what He's telling me, and I'm going to alter and chop and change, then remember the aqwam of the past. People of the past, how did they go about it? Now, my dear brothers, we've spoken about how to take benefit. But at the same time, we are youth in our homes. And a great part of our life is our mothers. Ma ki dua hai jannat ki hawa. That the dua of a mother can get us into Jannat. Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali was such a wali, par excellence wali. MashaAllah, his mother asked him for water. These days you need water, you just bring one bottle and give it, MashaAllah, in 1 minute it's done. Those days go to the well and take out water. By the time you bring it, you don't know what's going to happen. He came back, Ammi Jan is fast asleep. You and I, Allah make us maaf how we treat our mothers. Remember, how we treat our mothers and how we treat our fathers is dangerous. If we don't treat them well, we're in for big problems. We're in for big problems, disgrace on the face of this earth, loss of wealth, loss of respect also. Kama tadinu tudanu, that how you jaise karni vaise barni, what you do, so shall you reap. So, one old man was living with his son, and the son told him that, Papa, you can stay with us. Allahu Akbar. I met one alim and I asked him, your parents stay with you now? He says, Maulana, they don't stay with me. So I said, where are they staying? He said, I stay with them. This is the answer you're supposed to give. My one relative, he's an alim also. The day he got married, he went to his father. He said, Papa, I'm married. I might become father of children in a few months. But Papa, I'm still under your mashura. If you need to correct me, then you must correct me. So our parents are so important. So this old man was with his son. Now he's also married. So the wife is nagging him that look, your father is eating so messy. Your father hasn't got any control over himself. He's a burden to this house. Why don't you sort him out and get him rid out of this house? So when something works on the mind, magajmar, it hurts your heart so much, your brains. Eventually he said, Dada, you must now leave this house. So when they're leaving the house, he gave, one blanket. So there was a blanket there. The grandson, he took this blanket for Dada, and he cut the blanket in half. Nice, big, good size, maybe king size blanket, can cut it in half. And he kept half under his arm, and he said, Dada, this is a tohfa, this is a gift for you. You take and go. So the old man looking, the house I built, the sun I rose, the grandson I gave azan and ikamat for. This is my home. This land belongs to me. Today they're throwing me out like a dog. I'm nothing in this home. This is what the end result is. So the old man goes away. Then the father asks, such a beautiful blanket, why you cut in half? Why didn't you give Dada the whole thing? He says, Papa, I gave Dada half for him to use in the cold. The day I send you like this, I'm going to give you the other half. What goes around, comes around. One man, they took him, his son, dragging him like an animal to throw him off the bridge. Now they're trying to throw him. He says, don't throw me here, throw me there. Son says, what's the difference? Both places I'm going to kill you. He says, no, when I threw my father, it was there. Today is happening to me. So value our parents. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. Sakhatul rabbi fi sakhatil walidi. That under the feet of our mother lies jannat. In the anger of our father is the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our parents, you know, Allahu Akbar are ni'mats unto us. Look at what Quran says, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Look at this, in this ayat, if you open Surah Bani Israel, look at Ma'riful Quran, look at Tafsir Usmani, look at all this great kitab of Tafsir. They will explain to you that next to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally you'll get وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Normally you'll get about Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam together. But here Allah is speaking about respect of parents. What type of respect? That وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. That if one of you, if you find one of your parents or both your parents, don't tell them a harsh word, but قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in the way that is ever so deserving of their respect. That even if they are saying something that's contrary to you, that it doesn't go down, at that time don't hurt their feelings. Speak to them in that way. I met one Hafiz, the day his father passed away, after that few days I told him, brother, how's life? He said, life smacked me on the face. I say, life is a non-tangible entity, how it smacked you on the face? He said, all the things my father was doing for me, I didn't realize. Now the responsibility is mine. So how we treat our parents, we're not here to correct anybody and say, now you stand up, you treat right. But just think how we left. Think what time we are coming home. Think how they are worrying. They are phoning us. They are telling us, be here by 9 o'clock. We still pitch up 2 o'clock in the morning. When you are a father yourself and your little one is loafing around Fordsburg, then you know what difficulty you go through. So Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, as a son of his mother, comes to the bedside and Ammi Jan is fast asleep. You and I, Allah make us maafi, say, Mommy, your water is ready. How long are you going to sleep like this? Huh? Or we leave it by the bedside, not even cover it with a stick or a miswak or a cloth or something like that. Bayazid Bustami waited whole night. My mother asked me for water. Water is a ni'mat from Allah. And if I give it to my mother in this condition, and she's looking for it, it mustn't be difficult for her. When the mother changed her karwat, karwat means position, and she saw her son. You see, my dear brothers, listen to me carefully, my youth. One is to ask your sheikh for du'as. One is to ask your ustad for du'as. One is to ask your parents for du'as. Ke mere liye du'a kar lo, make du'a for me. But one is to squeeze du'as out of them, even if they don't want to make those du'as. That will come by khidmat. That will come with respect. That bila ikhtiyar, without a choice, it will just spill from them. It will just, you know, brim from them. It will just fall onto you. That Allah make him a jannati. Look at Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma faqihu fi din wa alimhu ta'wil. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumma made khidmat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what du'as he got became mufassir ummat. So Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi waiting there as a son of his mother, and then he gives that water, he touches a heart. That kind of khidmat goes straight to the heart of the person. That kind of khidmat makes that heart open up. And she said, Allah, make my son a wali of Allah. And he became Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. Today Allah make us maaf. I've got a few minutes on my side. I like to keep to time. Otherwise they say it's the last time. You know. It must not be the case that we're getting this news. That one woman comes to her, this alim behind parda. She say, look Sheikh, I had enough man. I can't take it anymore. My heart is broken. I wish I never give birth to the son of mine. And I wish halakat and destruction for him. You must know when a mother makes dua, then must know it, how it hits. Ma fahim al Quran illa al arajan awwal min al zamakshar wa sani min al jurjan. They say that Allama Zamakhshari was among those who were lame, you know. So he was playing with a little bird, and how he was playing with it, by tying a cotton to its leg, and the bird flies like a kite and he brings it back. So mummy told him, don't do this, you'll hurt the bird, you'll break its leg. And by mistake also he broke the leg. Then after that his mother said, Allah break your leg. You see, ma ki dua lag gaya, then it's poison for that person after that. You know, as a lesson from the Sahaba, Al-Qamar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his mother made dua and forgave him, then that kalima came out at the time of death. Likewise, there's so many other stories, there's no time for it now. So this woman is saying that, oh Allah, destroy my son, Shaykh, Allah must destroy him. Says he started taking drugs. Then he started stealing from my house, I made sabr. He started abusing me, I made sabr. He physically abused me, I made sabr. And then he finished me up in disgrace also, I made sabr. But what he did to me the other day, I was making salah, he urinated on me. Allah destroy him. So such treatment of our parents, what we expect? Where we'll find jobs? Where we'll find good wives? Where we'll get good children? What we're doing now is important. We have come here. If up to now we just took it that we came. No, my dear brothers. There's majalis after this. After now. After Asr. After Maghrib. And then after Isha, I think so, is free time. Tomorrow morning, Zikr will take place. Bayan will take place. All the advices. Hazrat will also maybe say something. Don't consider this journey just as I came to Azadville. To go to Makkah, don't make tawaf, you haven't been to the Kaaba. Go to Medina Sharif, you don't go to Rauza, you haven't been to Medina Sharif. Likewise, you go to China, you didn't see the Great Wall of China, you missed the boat. You came to Islahi Jalsa, and it was just this and that, and sleeping and merrymaking, we missed the boat. So likewise, in our life also, don't just make it go by, but value it. And Alhamdulillah, we've got the Binoni Ijtima up in front of us, which we must also make mehnat for as young brothers. Many people are going out in the path of Allah. So Alhamdulillah, you have been nurtured so well. You have been trained on Zikrullah. You have been trained with obedience. You have been trained with respect. All this training comes now to take it in the world and move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With mashura for how long? With our parents' duas, inshallah, making the correct intizam. What's the date of the ijtima for trans one? 25th and 26th and 27th of March. So inshallah, we have marched here also, we must march in that direction. Allah Ta'ala will bless us in this direction. And all the works of deen, and our Dada Sheikh says that when you find some buzurg that is of your bloodline, make the best of that person. In other words, you can give some association with him. He is a light-hearted person, you join him. He is a person of seriousness, you serious, you join him. You are a person speak Afrikaans, this Sheikh also knows your language, you join him. He is a person who reverted, you join him. Accordingly, what your bloodline is with your Sheikh, some person say, no, Maulana, I need to check the Sheikh's bloodline, A positive for A positive. No, it doesn't work like that. It means you find the right person. So inshallah, with this whatever I made dua to Allah, what is in the heart of my elders, that Allah make me say it. And if I said something that did not befit your respect, I told you beforehand, I am only an incapable one, for which these people have got some good hopes on me. I know myself better than I know them, better than they know me, and Allah knows me better than I know myself. I'm a weakling that is learning just like you. We all from one Jamaat, I came and gave my lesson. So if there's something that is of benefit that I mentioned, make amal upon it, inshallah. And if something I made a mistake, then you ask the people, they'll correct it. And take the maximum as a benefit as a, for the rest of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. All will make amal, inshallah. Allah Pak accept you, accept your seniors, accept your siblings, accept your parents, your family, the ummah at large, accept all the works of deen, give barakat in every direction, and save you from all types of harm, and give you sa'adat al-dareen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم برحمتك يا رب العالمين. اجازه بولين تزاك الله.